Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantove with your community comment. I took a survey of freedom movements around the world. Argentina elected a great president who has cut many socialist programs and departments and is injecting a massive dose of liberty into the South American country. It's incredible. And the last I read, he plans to dump his pointless currency and embrace the dollar. A brilliant move, because now his government will be forced to balance budgets and won't be able to create money from thin air. Socialism thrives when there is no accountability. Oh, how the wrongs are being corrected in Europe right now. Faced with globalist-backed diesel costs and bureaucracy, French and German farmers are fighting back. You can see beautiful, peaceful protests as hardworking farmers spray animal manure all over a government that has wronged them. Sri Lanka threw out their bad politician a few years ago. The videos of that were as historic as it gets. Spaniards are rallying for freedom. Tucker Carlson did some impressive reporting on it. Brazil recently had an election stolen, presidential election in a fashion similar to when Biden stole the 2020 election. A socialist was planted in Brazil, and the people are not having it. While good prevails here and there, the odds may still favor the bad guys, as they made impressive gains in Canada, where your speech can and will put you behind a cell. The way their government handled the protesting truckers was a black eye their country will never recover from. Australia showed the world its barbarism with how they handled the COVID lockdowns. Many Western nations have lost their love of freedom and have chosen command and control, hardcore security. America has committed to the road to serfdom. Its government in the final stages, as we see several state secretaries tearing President Trump off of the ballot. And no, I don't care that he made it back on in Colorado. It never would have happened if this nation were healthy. And with the endless military campaigns, our treasury is burst open. All the politicians enjoy the biggest money laundering the world has ever seen. When will America step out of the dazed and confused stupor and join the world's freedom movement? When will we transition from a sleepy people that hold on to our wealth, position in life, and day-to-day comfort to a people that stand for the God-given birthright of freedom? Going forward from here, let's talk about the importance of discernment. I'm going to quote someone now. He sums it up perfectly. As we continue to witness the intentional dismantling of America, year 2024 will face us with many firsts. The best skill you can have, I can sum it up in one word, discernment. Trust your gut, follow your instincts, stand alone if necessary, and remember that groupthink in any form is a threat, as it allows you to outsource your discernment instead of deciphering the truth on your own. Wise words. Be good to family, friends, and neighbors. Stare at the screen on your phone a little less, but take extra care to pay more attention than you ever have.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.